Hey everyone, welcome to this episode of the Sport Kite Podcast. I am your host, Nick O'Neill, and I want to thank you for tuning in and listening. As always, if you like what you hear here on the podcast, consider going to buymeacoffee.com and chipping in a few bucks. Every little bit really does help. And with that, I kind of just wanted to hop right into the recap. If you didn't hear the previous episode, we are doing daily recaps of the events here at the Berkshire Mer Kite Festival, the Surf Follant Kite Festival in Berkshire Mer, France. It is also the World Kite Cup. It's a championship for sport kite flyers, for individual dual line, individual quad line pairs, dual line pairs, quad line, and team. And each country is represented here. I believe we have 10 countries representing that were able to send delegations. And sportkite.org has been a sponsor of Team USA, and we are embedded with them here as a part of Team USA, but we're going to try and do a lot of coverage of the general event and festivities. So yeah, with that, I just kind of wanted to get into a recap of today's events, but first let me say a big thank you to some of the sponsors that have helped make things possible for Team USA to get here. And first up, we got Focus Kite Designs. They are a boutique kite builder out of North Carolina. They do some awesome work. Right now, they are currently building single line glider kites. You definitely want to check them out. They do have a background and history in sport kite flying. In fact, Paul DeBacher, one of the members of Team USA, is one of the founding members of Focus Kites along with his friend Hunter Brown. So go check them out. We also have Quad Squad Northwest, a team out of predominantly the Pacific Northwest, with members kind of everywhere. They are a quad specific kite flying team. Tons of members on that team, and just love seeing them come out to the fields and events and put on a show. We're also going to give a shout out to Great American Kite, Great American Kites and Events. They put on shows of big show kites and stuff like that, kind of across the United States and very specifically kind of in the middle of the country. And their whole thing is about encouraging people to smile, have a great day, and look up and just be in amazement and wonder with what they're seeing. So I just wanted to give that quick shout out before I hop into today's overview. So, with this being the first weekend of the event, that means that yesterday and today were just demo days. We've just been kind of getting out there, flying when we could or when we were needed. These were not competition days. True competition starts tomorrow with the dual line individual. And for Team USA, that will be Paul DeBacher flying that dual line individual. We will be doing live feeds and videos from the field and then loading the competition videos to YouTube later that night for anyone that wants to see them. We won't know just yet who has won each discipline until Saturday when the podium is announced. So unfortunately, even though I will be doing daily updates, I can give you kind of a rough overview of each person's flight, but I can't really tell you who scored what or where they placed until Saturday. So day two started with a full recovery from jet lag. There were rainbows outside. It was absolutely gorgeous. And there was also a really looming weather forecast. Not too excited to see that all the predictions show that there was going to be some moisture throughout the day, and that was going to be accompanied with gusty and crappy winds. So when we arrive on the beach, the USA quad team heads down to start practicing while the rest of the team goes for a walk through the town. A few raindrops fell on the back of the flyers while others were walking, and somehow, though, it was really interesting that in the town, it was a bright blue sky, it was beautiful, it seemed calm, it seemed peaceful, but the moment that you got down onto the beach, there was just this big gray thunderhead rolling through. But no matter where anyone was standing, if they were up on the boulevard or they were down on the beach, there were times where you had to stand at about 45 degree angle to the wind so that you didn't get knocked over. And while we're sitting there waiting, word comes from the organizer that they're going to be on a little bit of weather delay and they want folks to be safe out there, that the wind is very powerful, so don't take any risks. So we go ahead, we check the predictions, and it's saying sustained 30 kilometers an hour with gusts over 55 kilometers an hour. At this point, sand is blown airborne, and just kite flyers are just fully hunkered down in their full rain gear and trying to make the best of what they can. So the festivities get started a little bit late with a quadline mega fly after there's a little bit of a drop in the wind. And it's followed shortly by a laser megafly. And if you don't know what a laser dual line kite sounds like, let alone a pack of 15 of them, it pretty much sounds like what you would expect when you kick a hornet's nest. It is just a bunch of angry bees, and they are fast moving and loud. So that sound definitely reverberates up and down the boardwalk and across the beach, even with the cranking winds. When the rain cloud passed, there was a little bit of a break, and we thought we might be able to get out there and do some more flying. A lot of the other teams started getting their gear out there. There was a short lull in the wind, and Pan Am Air and some of the French teams got together, or some of the French flyers got together, and they were going to take to the skies along with Team Germany. And then a big gust came along and knocked most people out of the sky. So while everyone is sitting there trying to figure out what they're going to do, we're seeing it's almost about midday. So some folks head in for lunchtime, and in jumps Scott Weider and Spencer Watson on some quadline Vickies. If you haven't seen a Vicky, it is the most minimalist of minimalist quadline kites. It is pretty much just the rods, some bridle line, and a thin strip of fabric around the outside edge. It is, in a way, it's almost hard to call it a kite because it's just sticks and string. But they got out there. It was not the prettiest routine you've ever seen, but it was definitely impressive to watch. They were out there easily 55 mile an hour wind hitting them on the sides, sideways rain, two men out there just flying with these kites that you can hardly see. But it was awesome. It was really, really awesome to watch. So when the rain cloud passed and the wind was still ripping, Team USA quadline team headed out to the field, and they were able to bust together a little routine with what they could in the, at this time, the wind had dropped down to about 30, 35. And then another front blew in. It was time to call it and head in for lunch. So yeah, we needed that break. Everybody needed that break. The big line flyers, the single line flyers, the sport kite flyers, just nobody could be out there consistently in that and flying. It just wasn't safe for ourselves or for our gear, especially knowing that we have a week of competition ahead, and if you blow out your gear the day before competition, there's no backups, right? So people packed the beach as the weather cleared a little bit more. We did see Team Colombia. We saw Team Spain. We saw the Sky Sisters of USA. We saw Taipei and the Flying Squad. Flying Squad is currently flying under the Dutch banner, so you'll see them as Team Holland. And we saw many more take the field in an attempt to do what they could. The winds remained pretty volatile the rest of the day, with hardly any reprieve for even the most seasoned, like Richard Debray, Fracture from the UK, the Holland kite team, the Burke kite team, and everyone else that dared to try their hand in the ripping winds. So yeah, with that, pretty much we closed everything out with another quadline megafly. After the Burke kite team was out there representing the best that they could, and headed off to dinner. Team USA went off to dinner, and after we finished, we came down to the beach and noticed that both Team Canada and Team USA were trying to take the field for a little bit of a sunset practice session. Stayed there just long enough to get some flying in before the wind kicked back up yet again, and the light had completely dropped. So
Tomorrow is when the main competition starts. That will be starting with the individual dual line ballet. And as far as we know right now, that will be in the afternoon. So the first half of the day will be dedicated to practice time and potentially some demo time. And then the afternoon will be the dual line individual competition. So I'm looking forward to taking notes on that to share with you that are listening here on the podcast, and then also capturing the video of that and posting to our YouTube channel and on our Facebook. So make sure that you followed our channels, our pages, all that good stuff. We're trying to keep things up to date there for those of you back home that are not able to be here with us at Berks-sur-Mer. All right. So again, this was another short recap because this was just a demo day. And really the takeaway from today is that the wind was volatile. It was epic. It was damn near impossible to fly in. And somehow we still made it work. We're absolutely knackered. It's 10:30 at night while I'm recording this. And everybody is showered and already heading to bed so that we can be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed for the competition tomorrow. All right. I will see y'all out on the kite field. And again, make sure you have liked, subscribed, and followed to all of our channels. And we'll see you out there.